Harper Audio presents The Lady is a Vamp, an Argeneau novel by Lindsay Sands, performed by Paula Christensen. Chapter 1. Last day, Fred, Jean Louise commented, offering a smile to the guard as she approached the security station. The mortal man had worked the exit of the science division of Argeneau Enterprises for nearly 5 years now, and was being rotated out to another area to prevent him from noticing that many members of the staff didn't age. She would miss Fred. He'd been a smiling face wishing her a good night and asking about her family for a long time.
Yes, Miss Jeannie. Last day here. Off to one of the blood banks next week.
Jean Louise nodded, her smile fading slightly and expression sincere as she said, They'll be lucky to have you there. You'll be missed.
I'll miss all of you, too,
he assured her solemnly, walking around the counter to the door to unlock it for her. He pushed it open then and held it, turning sideways to let her slip past as he said,
Night, Miss Jeannie. You enjoy the long weekend now.
I will. You too, she said, smiling faintly at his calling her Miss Jeannie. He always made her feel like a child, which was impressive since he was only in his late 50s, and she was more than 40 years older than he was. Not that he would believe that. She didn't look over 25. It was one of the benefits to being a vampire, or immortal, as the old-timers preferred to be called. There were many such benefits, and she was grateful for every one. But it didn't stop her from feeling bad for mortals who didn't enjoy those benefits. Great. A guilt-ridden vampire, she thought wryly, and gave a chuckle at the cliché. Next, she'd be angst-ridden, mopey, and whining about her long life.
Yeah, not gonna happen,
Jean Louise muttered with amusement, and then glanced around at the sound of a stone skittering on pavement. Spotting one of the guys from the blood division entering the parking garage behind her, she offered a nod, and then turned forward again to make her way to her car. Slipping into her convertible, she started the engine and quickly backed out to head out of the garage, her mind distracted with considering whether she should stay up and take care of some chores today or just go home to bed. That was one problem with being a vampire, Jean Louise acknowledged as she turned out of the garage and started up the street. The hours were off kilter with the rest of the world. Her shift generally ended at 7 a.m., but she'd stayed behind to finish up when the others had left. It was now 7:30, which meant that to perform some of those chores she was thinking of, she'd have to stay awake for another 2 hours and then head out to those places that weren't yet open, under a hot, beating sun. Frankly, at that moment, staying up another 2 hours was an exhausting thought. Home to bed, Jean Louise decided, taking one hand off the steering wheel to stifle a yawn as she slowed to a stop at a red light. She'd just come to a halt when movement in her rearview mirror caught her attention. Glancing toward it sharply, Jean Louise caught a glimpse of a dark shape popping up in the back seat, and then a hissing sound was accompanied by a sudden, sharp pain in her neck.
What the?
She grabbed her neck and started to turn at the sound of the back door opening and closing. But then her own door was opening, and the dark figure was reaching past her to shift the car into park.
What?
Jean Louise muttered, frowning at the garbled word, and how slow her thought processes suddenly seemed. And then the man was scooping her up to shift her into the passenger seat and sliding into the driver's seat himself. Vision beginning to blur, Jean Louise watched him shift the car back into drive, and then she lost consciousness.